Last month, San Antonio's Archbishop removed the longtime priest at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church. It's not just any church. It was founded by converts from the Anglican Church and was the very first Catholic parish in the country to bring Anglican traditions into Mass. TPR's Aaron Schrank reports some worry the priest's removal threatens those traditions.
Maria Lopez loves attending Mass at Our Lady of the Atonement for the Anglican-style prayer, worship, and music, like this song performed by the parish school's choir. You wouldn't hear this at most Catholic churches.
The entire experience of walking into our church and being able to kneel and to pray, that solemnity that we have for the liturgy itself is just wonderful.
The church has been celebrating Mass like this since the 1980s, when Pope John Paul II authorized the pastoral provision. It allowed U.S. Anglicans or Episcopalians to leave a church that was shifting its doctrine on some social issues and become fully Catholic. Father Christopher Phillips, a former Anglican priest who's married with children, was the first to use the provision. He was Atonement's first and only pastor until last month. Now parishioners like Lopez don't know what to think.
We're just worried. Really worried that everything's just going to change and it's not going to be something that we hold dear as home. It's been our home for 7 years.
In a letter, San Antonio Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierre told Atonement's members he had concerns about things happening at the church that, quote, indicate an identity separate from, rather than simply unique, among the parishes of the archdiocese. The archbishop said he was putting someone else in control of the church while Father Phillips reflected on those concerns. But he praised the church's traditional liturgy and said it wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, we want to keep the traditions and what is happening there as alive as it is today.
But the archbishop wouldn't say more about what's next for the pastor who worked to develop those traditions within the Catholic Church.
You know, I don't want to make any other comments because we are in the process. But I want to assure the people that we are to serve them and to love them and that the pastoral provision will continue.
Father Phillips' mandated reflection period ended in early February. He's appealing the archbishop's decision to remove him from the parish, according to some canon lawyers who've taken the case. Philip Gray says he's representing the priest.
Canon law affords the faithful an opportunity to remain faithful to the church and challenge church leadership.
Gray is part of the St. Joseph Foundation, which bills itself as something of an ACLU for Catholic rights. The group's founder, Chuck Wilson, was also one of the founders of Our Lady of the Atonement. Wilson recently gathered about 200 worried parishioners and offered to defend their rights, too, if it comes to that.
You all know why we are here. The fate of our beloved parish and our beloved pastor are indeed at stake.
Wilson says hundreds have signed on to the potential case, and his group passed out paperwork to hundreds more at Sunday Mass.
What if the congregation walks away? Knowing what had gone in there on the past and what was lost would destroy. I couldn't take it. I'll give my life for this, whatever it takes.
Wilson says the removal of Father Phillips may have more to do with the fact that the priest recently requested to leave the archdiocese to join a different Catholic jurisdiction developed in 2012, especially for Anglican congregations. That structure allows churches like Atonement to keep not only their distinctive worship styles, but also to have their own priests, seminaries, and parishes. But Wilson says that would mean the San Antonio Archdiocese loses Atonement, its school, and its thousands of members.
Their concern is money. Our parish is a cash cow.
Our Lady of the Atonement was formed under Archbishop Patrick Flores, who died in January. It was meant to serve converts from Anglicanism who wanted to rejoin the Catholic Church and keep their traditions. But the church has been attracting others, too.
I think there is a growing number of cradle Catholics, such as myself, that just don't find the satisfaction in the traditional Mass that you get at almost every diocesan parish.
Bob Landry has had kids at Atonement Academy for years, but he joined the parish just months ago.
I think Father Phillips, what he's done here in his time is really incredible. I mean, he's taken a small group of converts to Catholicism, and he's helped build a beautiful church, school. I just think his success stands in direct contrast with the difficulty that, you know, the Catholic Church generally is facing in many places where there's a falling away from the church.
No matter why Father Phillips was removed, some worry the shakeup at this flagship parish could make other Anglicans think twice about joining the Catholic Church. The Canyon lawyers representing Atonement say they're prepared to take the case all the way to Rome. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.